Of course, that is the one thing that constitutionally we must do as a legislature, is we must pass a balanced budget every year. We passed the first 12 of those budget bills today. We still have one more budget bill to address. We'll probably do that next week, maybe after we get some of the conference committee reports back from the conference committee. The first 12 bills all had Senate committee substitutes. In that case, then, now that we've passed them, they'll have to go to conference with the House, and they'll be resolved in conference, and then we'll vote one more time on each of those bills, and we'll finish up, I'm sure, the last one, and then they'll go to the governor, and we'll see just how well the governor does in terms of agreeing with us on the budget. One of the reasons for doing the budget this early in session, we haven't always done it this early. It allows us to receive the governor's response if it isn't a signature, if it is a veto, and he can do line item vetoes on the budget. Then those can come back to us within the prescribed time in the Constitution, and we'll have a chance before adjourning in the middle of May to actually consider any overrides that we might want to do. That saves the taxpayers money because we don't have to come back to a special session, and it saves them time and that we don't have to wait until a veto session sometime later. And so it's in the best interest, I think, of everyone for us to get the budget done early, even though it requires a lot of extra hours from both the House and the Senate. But it's been accomplished, or nearly accomplished now, and we'll see what the conference committees come up with. They'll come back to us and we'll have another shot at seeing whether we're still in agreement with the way the budget is set up. There were a number of things that were addressed in the budget this year that I think were very significant. One was, I had gotten a number of contacts over the last couple of years about our public defender system and whether it was adequately funded, and the fact, the possibility that some folks were going to jail that maybe wouldn't have gone to jail if they'd had adequate defense, that maybe they shouldn't have been in jail. And fortunately, this year we were able to add a number, I think about 10 new folks. Most of them will probably be attorneys, to the public defender system. A couple of $1 million to fund them, and hopefully that system will be working a lot more effectively for the people of Missouri. It's very important to the element of justice that anyone who's charged with a crime gets an adequate defense, and so it is something that was fully supported, I think, on the Senate floor today. We're hoping that that will survive the conference committee report, and we'll see an even more effective public defender system in the state. We also address something that a lot of Missourians are very interested in, and that is some of the current concerns with Planned Parenthood and the abuses that we've seen by Planned Parenthood, and the concerns about state funds going to institutions that provide abortion services. And we were able, with this budget, to restructure the funding so that it goes, instead of going to Planned Parenthood institution, it'll go to either our county or public health centers and rural health centers, so that, and they provide significantly greater services than Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is very limited in the things that they provide. There's 400 or 500 of these other healthcare providers, and I think 14 Planned Parenthood providers in the state. We didn't cut a single dollar out of the funding, but we just shifted that funding to the kinds of healthcare centers that most Missourians are happy with, where much a greater choice of services is available. So I was real pleased with that. It was strongly supported by the majority of the Senate, and I'm happy to see that that's happened. And a lot of Missourians can rest easier tonight knowing that we're not sending taxpayer dollars to abortion clinics. The conference committee, so there'll be members of the House, members of the Senate, who will meet together and negotiate the differences in the House version and the Senate version of each bill, each of those 12 bills, and then come up with a conference committee report. Those reports will be signed or not signed by the conferees. Usually they are signed because there's usually an agreement. Then they'll return to each body for an up or down vote on those conference committee reports. And they're approved in both the House and the Senate. Then they'll go to the governor.